Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall. For the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever. For the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, the earth will burst asunder, the earth will be shaken apart, the earth will be convulsed. The earth will reel like a drunkard, and it will sway like a hut. Its rebellion will weigh it down until it falls, never to rise again. On that day, the Lord will punish the host of the heavens in the heavens and the kings of the earth on the earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners into a pit. They will be shut up in a dungeon, and after many days, they will be punished. Then the moon will blush, and the sun grow pale. For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, glorious in the sight of his elders. O Lord, you are my God. I will extol you and praise your name, for you have fulfilled your wonderful plans of old, faithful and true. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The castle of the insolent is a city no more, nor ever to be rebuilt. Therefore a strong people will honor you. Fierce nations will fear you. For you are a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in distress. Shelter from the rain, shade from the heat. As with the cold rain, as with the desert heat, even so you quell the uproar of the wanton. The word of the Lord.
O Lord, you are my God. I will extol you and praise your name.
Because you fulfilled your wondrous plans.
For you are a refuge for the poor man and a shelter for the needy man in his distress.
Because you fulfilled your wondrous plans.
From a letter by St. Ambrose, Bishop. You have entered upon the office of bishop. Sitting at the helm of the church, you pilot the ship against the waves. Take firm hold of the rudder of faith so that the severe storms of this world cannot disturb you. The sea is mighty and vast, but do not be afraid, for as Scripture says, he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. The Church of the Lord is built upon the rock of the apostles among so many dangers in the world. It therefore remains unmoved. The Church's foundation is unshakable and firm against the assaults of the raging seas. Waves lash at the church, but do not shatter it. Although the elements of this world constantly beat upon the church with crashing sounds, the church possesses the safest harbor of salvation for all in distress. Although the church is tossed about on the sea, it rides easily on rivers, especially those rivers that Scripture speak of. The rivers have lifted up their voice. These are the rivers flowing from the heart of the man who is given drink by Christ and who receives from the Spirit of God. When these rivers overflow with the grace of the Spirit, they lift up their voice. There is also a stream which flows down on God's saints like a torrent. There is also a rushing river giving joy to the heart that is at peace and makes for peace. Whoever has received from the fullness of this river, like John the Evangelist, like Peter and Paul, lifts up his voice. Just as the apostles lifted up their voices and preached the gospel throughout the world, so those who drink these waters begin to preach the good news of the Lord Jesus. Drink then from Christ, so that your voice may also be heard. Store up in your mind the water that is Christ, the water that praises the Lord. Store up water from many sources, the water that rains down from the clouds of prophecy. Whoever gathers water from the mountains and leads it to himself or draws it from springs is himself a source of dew like the clouds. Fill your soul then with this water, so that your land may not be dry, but watered by your own springs. He who reads much and understands much receives his fill. He who is full refreshes others. So Scripture says, if the clouds are full, they will pour rain upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be rivers, clean and limpid, so that in your exhortations you may charm the ears of your people, and by the grace of your words win them over to follow your leadership. Let your sermons be full of understanding. Solomon says, the weapons of the understanding are the lips of the wise. And in another place he says, let your lips be bound with wisdom. That is, let the meaning of your words shine forth. Let understanding blaze out. See that your addresses and expositions do not need to invoke the authority of others, but let your words be their own defense. Let no word escape your lips in vain or be uttered without depth of meaning. Proclaim the message in season and out of season.
Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience.
Who is able to boast as you can? You have anointed kings as champions of righteousness.
Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience.
Let us pray. O God, who made the Bishop St. Ambrose a teacher of the Catholic faith and a model of apostolic courage, raise up in your church men after your own heart to govern her with courage and wisdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.